This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on the Steve Callis Show. This is a special NBA preview edition of the Steve Callis Show. We'll go through the Eastern Conference in the first half. We'll go through the Western Conference in the second half. Obviously, a lot has changed in the league, but at least we'll start in the East, and we'll just give you 1-8, the top eight playoff teams. Again, I've never liked the NBA because more than half the teams, in terms of playoffs now, more than half the teams make the playoffs, 15 teams in each league, in each conference. Eight make the playoffs, but that is how it is. Look, in the 21st century, you have to have these things to keep everybody interested. If eight teams make the playoffs, you know how it'll be. 11 or 12 will be down there to the final, battling for that eighth seed to lose to Miami, probably. But that's the way it is, so we'll go down the East, 1-8. Obviously, everybody's number one in the East is going to be Miami. I'm no different. Miami, two seasons ago, you'll recall, they didn't have that full training camp. Wade was hurt for all of camp. They started off 9-8. They did make a run to the finals but lost to Dallas. Last year, you had to like them to win the whole thing because, frankly, they now had a full season together. They had a full training camp together. LeBron and Wade and Bosch really were as advertised. Miami, I think, this year for the 2012-2013 season is actually better. They got Ray Allen from the Celtics. Now, Ray Allen, you know, is he a shell of his former self? I wouldn't go that far. But all Ray Allen is going to have to do, frankly, on the Miami Heat is stand there and take three-pointers. He's really not going to be asked to do a whole lot more. LeBron, Wade, and Bosch in their prime. I mean, this is the run, I think, that LeBron had hoped for. A lot of people knock him, couldn't win in Cleveland, but he did take a terrible team to the finals in Cleveland. He wasn't going to win the championship there. So, while none of us like the way he did it, I mean, the decision was the dumbest decision ever. The TV show was preposterous. You do have to step back and give LeBron credit. His game has gotten better all around. Wade seems to be a willing Robin to LeBron's Batman, and Bosch is just, you know, a guy who can get you 20 and 10 any night. So I think it's going to be Miami in the East repeating again to me. With the addition of Ray Allen, they're actually better. Allen, the proven champion, the proven big-game player slash shooter, is really going to be relied on to just stand there and take open threes. They had guys who could make threes last year, and you give Mike Miller all the credit in the world for that final game where I think he was like 7 of 9 from 3 or whatever he was. But Ray Allen is a proven champion, a proven three-point shooter, and he's going to get even better looks with Miami this season than he got with Boston last season. So we'll go with Miami for number one, and we'll go with Boston for number two, because you can actually make a case that by signing Jason Terry away from Dallas, and I don't know what happened to Dallas and Mark Cuban. I think he lost his mind after winning a championship, but we'll get to them in the second part. The Boston Celtics re-signed Kevin Garnett. Rondo might be the best point guard in the game. You know, Rondo is just, if he improves his shooting a little, and he did shoot better in the playoffs last year, he can be the best point guard in the game. But by signing Jason Terry, a versatile player, always one of the leaders for the number six, the sixth man of the year award, I think Boston has actually improved. I think he's better for that team. He can do a little more than Ray Allen could last year. And again, Allen was hurt on and off, et cetera. But Boston, with Garnett and Pierce and Rondo, three of the big four. You know, when Boston won their championship game, you could argue it was the big three and Rondo. But I think in the last couple of years, it's been Rondo and then the big three. I think Rondo has surpassed Garnett, Pierce, and Ray Allen as a player in the present-day NBA. So you throw Jason Terry into that mix, I think they're actually improved. But I don't think, because Ray Allen's going to be sticking three-pointers from Miami, I don't think Boston, and I think this is their last hurrah, although people have talked about this being their last hurrah every year now for what, the last 3 years? But again, with Garnett, Pierce, Rondo, and now Jason Terry, I think Boston locks up the number two seed in the East. Number three, I like Indiana. I like what Larry Bird and Frank Vogel have done. Yes, it's a superstar league, but I think Indiana has a lot of very good players. I think the key to Indiana, and the thing that really most teams in the NBA don't have now, is Roy Hibbert. Only 25 years old, signed a long-term contract, obviously a defensive presence, hopefully can get a little better on offense. But I think Roy Hibbert is the key to Indiana making a real run this year. And I'm giving them the number three seed as much for the upper management, Bird, who is one of the greatest NBA execs/players of all time. He's not Jerry West, but you know what? He's in the neighborhood. I'm talking combined player and exec. And Frank Vogel has done an excellent job with that team. But I think Roy Hibbert, and the reason I'm picking them third, is because Roy Hibbert gives them a chance to be a dominant defensive team, something you rarely see, of course, in today's NBA. The New York Knicks, I was very disappointed they let Jeremy Lin go. You know, there's still a split in New York as to how good Jeremy Lin was. I think I'm going to write an article this week on how good Jeremy Lin is. Now, he had a torn meniscus. He had surgery. Some people are saying he's not quite 100% at Houston now. We'll get to Houston later. But I think letting Jeremy Lin go is a gigantic mistake. The criticism of Lin was people actually painted him as a shoot-first point guard, where if you understand the game, Jeremy Lin sees the floor better than virtually all the point guards in the NBA after 25 starts in the NBA. But he had to score last year. Stoudemire got hurt. Anthony got hurt. There was literally nobody else on that team to score. So I think it was a huge mistake. They did bring back Raymond Felton and Jason Kidd. Now, Jason Kidd, to me, is a shell of a shell of his former self. He kind of ran the show for Dallas, did not play a ton of minutes, never really looked for his offense. But now, this year, Kidd and Felton at the point instead of Jeremy Lin, but you still have Amari, you still have Carmelo, you still have the Defensive Player of the Year in Tyson Chandler. Yes, he has like a bone bruise or something, but that's not really going to affect him. He should be ready for the opener against the Nets. But I've got the Knicks fourth. They do have the star power. I just don't think they can threaten Miami and Boston. But to get the number four seed, again, you know, Knicks fans have been waiting a long time for them to be good. Is this the basis of a championship team? I don't think so. Certainly not the way Miami is, and at least for this year, the way Boston is. So we have Miami, Boston, Indiana, New York Knicks as the top four. And the bottom four in the East, I'm going to go with Philadelphia. This is a question mark, but Doug Collins has done a tremendous job at Philly. They have a lot of good role players. But, of course, the key is going to be Iguodala's gone, but the key is going to be Andrew Bynum. Now, Andrew Bynum has a tremendous amount of talent. Obviously, you know the Lakers got Dwight Howard. Bynum winds up in Philly, and he was an up-and-down player. He seemed to bristle at times being in the shadow of Kobe. Now he has a chance at Philly to be the man. If he wants to be the star, be the go-to guy, be the defensive presence, be the man, here's his chance. And the West is still stronger than the East, although the disparity is not what it was 5 years ago, where the West, you know, probably had the four best teams in the NBA. Obviously, with the resurgence of Miami and the continuation of Boston the last 3-4 years, the East is better. But it's not as good as the West. Again, Philly now has something that most teams do not have, a very good center. They just don't grow centers like they used to. So I think Philadelphia is going to be fifth, but it all hinges on what Andrew Bynum is going to do as a big man in the East. Again, Miami has no big man. Boston is okay. The Knicks do have Chandler, but it's Bynum's opportunity, and that's why Philly I rank higher than the other teams, like Atlanta and Brooklyn and Cleveland and the other teams. But I think Philadelphia's future relies on Andrew Bynum. Do I think they're taking a gamble? Well, not really. They went as far as they could go with Iguodala, and an excellent coaching job by Doug Collins. So I give Philly the fifth seed in the East. We'll move on now to Atlanta. Atlanta always has a good squad. Joe Johnson was the quiet superstar. Of course, they lost Joe Johnson, and really between 6 and 7, I think it's going to be a toss-up between Atlanta and the Brooklyn Nets. You know, I give a slight edge to Brooklyn. Atlanta, Brooklyn, Atlanta, I don't know that it really matters. I think you want to be, obviously, the 6 as opposed to the 7. I think playoff-wise, in terms of the battles in the East, that's going to be your biggest play, because if you wind up in that 7 seed or the 8 seed, you're going to play Miami or Boston. If you wind up, obviously, in the 6 seed, you're probably going to get Indiana or the Knicks. So that's really a big difference. Again, it's a toss-up to me. Atlanta loses Joe Johnson. They do have a solid team. They don't really have superstars. But I think Atlanta, Josh Smith, even though there were some trade talks about him, obviously a rising star. As between Brooklyn and Atlanta, you want to lean towards Brooklyn. They now have Joe Johnson. They have Darren Williams. They do have a serviceable center, in Brook Lopez. They have opened the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So I think we'll lean slightly. Atlanta, Brooklyn, dead heat. But I think because of the switching of Joe Johnson from Atlanta to Brooklyn, we'll go Brooklyn 6. We'll go Atlanta 7. Again, I think Josh Smith is on the verge of being a superstar. Joe Johnson, to me, a quiet superstar. People in New York criticize Joe Johnson, saying he doesn't come up big in big games. I don't agree with that at all. But Joe Johnson is not a ball hog. He lets the game come to him. I think Darren Williams is obviously going to get him the ball. Again, they do have a decent to good center in Brook Lopez, so we'll go Brooklyn 6. Atlanta 7, simply because of the transfer of Joe Johnson from Atlanta to Brooklyn. Finally, in the 8th spot, and the shock will be I'm not going to pick the Chicago Bulls to make the playoffs, but in the 8th spot, I'm going to go Cleveland. The emergence as a star already of Kyrie Irving. I spent some time in the Cleveland area. I watch the Cavaliers a lot. I like what they're doing. Obviously, you know, the owner's proclamation that they were going to win a championship before Miami and LeBron was absurd. But I give them credit. They supported their team. And I really think Kyrie Irving is going to be a superstar. He's already a star. They have some other guys who can play, guys you don't really know, Daniel Gibson, you know, guys like Alonzo G. Again, not household names, but guys who can play. Tristan Thompson has a chance to be good. Varejao, I think, is a very good player. So they do have, they got an experienced guy like Luke Walton on the roster from the Lakers. They have Tyler Zeller, a 7-footer, who I think can be a player in the NBA. So the Cleveland, I'm going to give them the 8th slot. Really, I think the only surprise there is that, in my opinion, the Chicago Bulls, you know, they lost Derrick Rose. He's not coming back till March. They have a decent squad without him, but I don't think they're really going to be good enough. That would be the one shock. You know, other teams, Orlando, no Dwight Howard, the Wizards, Milwaukee, Charlotte, Detroit, those are the other teams that I'm leaving out of the playoffs in the East. I just don't think they're good enough. And, of course, the Toronto Raptors, who are in the wrong division with Boston, Brooklyn, the Knicks, and Philly. Those are the teams who I think will not make the playoffs. As you go through the Eastern Conference Finals, and we'll pick a champion at the end, but certainly I think at the end it's still going to be Miami and Boston. I still think they're head and shoulders over the other 6 teams, Indiana, the Knicks, Philly, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Cleveland. So I think at the end of the day it will be Miami and Boston for the Eastern Conference championship, and I do think, again, it will be Miami. You may not agree with my championship selections, but I think Miami wins the East again. They're now champions. Their 3 stars are in their prime. They add Ray Allen. I think they're going to be too much for the Celtics. So we'll pick again Miami, Boston, Indiana, the Knicks, Philly, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Cleveland in that order, and Miami to beat Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals to go to the NBA championship round. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show, special NBA preview for the 2012-2013 season. We'll now move over to the Western Conference, and much as I hate to say this, I think it is the year of the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they have a very small window. They have an aging but still good Steve Nash. They have Kobe, who has the utmost confidence. They've landed Dwight Howard. And again, Howard hasn't signed a long-term contract, but this could be their 1 year, maybe two, where they can really run the table and do some good. Look, Dwight Howard is kind of a strange guy, almost a man-child. If you saw the end of it down in Orlando with Stan Van Gundy, where Stan Van Gundy was essentially saying that Dwight Howard had undermined him, and Howard came in having no idea what they were talking about, put his arm around Stan Van Gundy. It was just bizarre. You thought one or the other had to go. As it turns out, Orlando sent both of them packing. Very interesting. But Howard, I think under Kobe's guidance, is much more advanced than Bynum. I think he won't mind being the secondary guy. I think Steve Nash is going to keep everybody happy on offense. And at the end of the day, I think Kobe can still shoot those daggers. And I think they're going to be the best team in the West. In fact, probably the best team in the NBA. We'll get to that at the end of this. But I'm picking Los Angeles Lakers as number one in the West. That's a bit of a surprise because people think the Oklahoma City Thunder are still the best team and getting better. We'll get to Oklahoma City in a second. But the difference I've seen between the Los Angeles Lakers of this year and the Miami Heat of 2 years ago is that the Lakers had their team in place for spring training, essentially had a full spring training. Now, Kobe hurt his foot, nothing major. But I think they're going to be able to integrate better. They're a little older, Nash and Kobe. I think a little wiser than LeBron and Wade, as good and as wise as they are 2 seasons ago. Again, they had no training camp together. They started 9-8. They rolled it over into an NBA championship last season. I think the Lakers can do all that. I don't think they need a year. I think Miami, you thought they needed a year because they had no training camp together. They started off 9-8, and hey, they almost won 2 years ago anyway, losing to Dallas. But I think the Lakers, with a superstar point guard like Nash, who played very well at Phoenix last year under the radar, they weren't very good. But a superstar like Nash, a superstar like Kobe, who clearly sees the end coming at his level. You know, Kobe's been in the league since he was 18 or 19. So I think that trio, and it's a league of superstars, that trio, Kobe, Nash, Howard, is going to be enough to win the West. They're my number one seed in the West. They're my selection in the West because they'll have that full training camp. Of course, everything's contingent upon health, but that's true for all teams. Now, Oklahoma City, I thought, shocked the NBA. They couldn't come to a long-term agreement with James Harden. Some reports are they were only $1 million a year apart, which is kind of hard to believe. But those are the reports, that Harden wanted a long-term deal for $1 million more per year than Oklahoma City was offering. That's beyond stupid to me on both parts. They should have split the difference, or I think Oklahoma City should have just given it to him. Now, they have the two superstars, Durant and Westbrook. I'm not as big a Westbrook fan as everyone else, but he's a star, bordering on a superstar. So they do have Durant and Westbrook. They do get Kevin Martin. And look, Kevin Martin from Houston, a very underrated player. As I said, Joe Johnson was a silent star in the East. I thought Kevin Martin was not quite Joe Johnson, but a silent star in the West. So I think they're losing Harden, but I don't think they're losing a lot. It's going to take a little while for him to integrate into the system, of course. They're going to use him as a sixth man in place of James Harden. But I think Oklahoma City is still a major factor to be considered. Durant's only getting better. Westbrook's only getting better. Westbrook has to be a little more intelligent with the ball. But he might be the best point guard in the NBA. If he calms down a little, if he can start to see the floor a little better, he's got the best pull-up jumper. You know, everyone complains nobody has a mid-range game in the NBA anymore. If Westbrook, who's got the best mid-range game in the NBA, that pull-up jumper that's unstoppable, if he sees the floor a little better and becomes a little more of a point, he's essentially a two-guard playing point. I think Oklahoma City will make the finals in the West. I don't think they can beat the Lakers this year. But again, East, Miami, and Boston, West, Los Angeles, and Oklahoma City, I believe, have separated themselves from the rest of their respective conferences. Third, I'll pick the old reliable San Antonio Spurs. They bring back Duncan and Parker and Ginobili for another season. They have to stay healthy. You know, they ran off 20 wins at the end of the season last year, the regular season, but somehow you didn't quite think they were going to make it to the NBA Finals, and I think that's more true this year. But give Popovich and San Antonio a lot of credit. They've been very good for a very long period of time. I've got them ranked third. The Clippers, who I thought were the one team last year that might surprise and get to the finals, they needed a season. They add Lamar Odom, but they have a fantastic 1-2 punch with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Odom, who, you know, acted stupidly with the Lakers, probably in retrospect never wanted to leave the Lakers, wound up lost in Dallas. That didn't work out. But now this year with the Clippers, it's Paul and Griffin and Odom, and that's a very good threesome. I give them the number four spot. I give Memphis the number five spot for the same analysis. The league is a team, you know, is a league of stars. You need superstars to win. I don't think Zach Randolph or Rudy Gay or Marc Gasol are superstars, but I think they're all stars. And I think that's a very good trio. Rudy Gay was hurt last year. Randolph was hurt last year. I think they can make a decent run in the West, but I don't think they're ready to beat the big boys being Los Angeles and Oklahoma City. So I have Memphis fifth because of that trio of Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, who frankly I think is better than Pau Gasol. You know, I didn't even mention Pau Gasol with Los Angeles. He's the four guy, so that's how good the Lakers are. But Marc Gasol, Rudy Gay, Zach Randolph leads Memphis to the number five seed. The number six seed, and people are picking Dallas not to make the playoffs this year, but I think obviously it's dependent on Dirk Nowitzki's health, but Dirk is a superstar. He's a champion. He's a great, great player, one of the greatest big men of all time. Obviously a little different kind of big man. You know, he and Bob Lanier, in my opinion, the two greatest shooting big men of all time. But I think Dirk Nowitzki carries Dallas to the number six seed. If he goes down, I don't think Dallas will make the playoffs, and a lot of people are picking Dallas not to make the playoffs. But I think Dirk, on memory, if you will, gets Dallas to the number six seed. I like Golden State for the number seven seed. They have no Monte Ellis, but I think that's a good thing for Steph Curry. I think there weren't enough basketballs on that team. I think Steph Curry can become a major scorer in the NBA. But in addition, they now have a really good big man in Andrew Bogut. And Bogut, I know he's in the West now, but I think he can play again. There's only five, to me, five really good big men. He's one of them. I think they're going to be a very good team. They also have David Lee, who I hated to see the Knicks give up a few years ago. David Lee is that silent double-double. And certainly between Bogut and Curry and David Lee, I think Golden State rises to the number seven spot. And finally, out of respect for George Karl, now a lot of people think the Denver Nuggets will be really good this year. I'm not quite there. I think they're a playoff team. The problem for Karl is he loves to coach Denver without Carmelo, and you'll recall when they got half the Knicks team for Carmelo, they went on a run. And they have some good players, but they don't have that superstar. I love Iguodala, but Philly got rid of him for a reason. He's now on Denver. Is he their star? Well, I guess so. Ty Lawson, very good young point guard. Denver has a lot of very good players, and I think that gets them to the playoffs. But I don't really think they can make a lot of noise in the playoffs. Again, I don't think in the NBA you can win without stars. Karl might like coaching that team last year after Carmelo Anthony, and they even did better after Carmelo left. But I think if you're looking big picture at championships, you need a Carmelo Anthony, and I don't think Denver has that. Again, Iguodala, an excellent player, jumps out of the gym, and I think that'll propel them to a playoff spot, but I do not think it will propel them to an NBA championship or even a Western Conference Finals. So as with the East, with Miami and Boston, I think the West, like most people, dominated by Los Angeles and Oklahoma City. But I do think in the Western Conference Finals that it will be the Lakers over the Thunder. Again, I like the Lakers because they're more experienced. This is not LeBron and Wade and Bosh coming together in their mid to late 20s as they did two seasons ago. I thought they needed a year, and they did. This is the Lakers of Kobe, an experienced veteran with five championships, and Nash and Dwight Howard, two stars in the league. Nash, a two-time MVP, who, again, played very well last year. Don't think he's over the hill. He's not. And Dwight Howard, who could be anything. I think under Kobe's guidance and his willingness to listen, and with Nash's leadership and, frankly, passing ability, you're not going to be saying the Lakers need two balls. Kobe's the man. Kobe will take the last shot. But with Nash, he'll get Kobe easier shots. With Nash, he'll get Dwight Howard easier shots. And I think the Lakers are going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. Again, I think Oklahoma City loses a little with James Harden, but I think Kevin Martin is a very good replacement. He's not James Harden, but he's a very good player. So in the Western Conference Finals, I'll have it the Lakers beating Oklahoma City. So the final four in the NBA, Miami, Boston, Los Angeles, Oklahoma City. I don't think that's a big surprise, but I do think the selection of the Lakers as a champion over the Miami Heat in the finals will be a surprise to many. Again, I don't think the Lakers need that year, if you will. In fact, I don't think they have the time to take for that year. This is a very short window, 1 year, maybe two. Is Dwight Howard going to re-sign? Is Kobe going to keep playing at the level he's playing at? But I think for this season, with this experience, with this intelligence, with the championship pedigree of the Lakers and Kobe, and with Howard and Nash hungry for a championship right now, I'll pick the Los Angeles Lakers over the Miami Heat for the NBA championship in the 2012-2013 season. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.